After the ransacking of the U.S. Capitol 1 year ago, corporations backed off political donations until they didn't. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Federal Reserve tries to not surprise people, but some market participants somehow seemed caught off guard yesterday when the minutes came out of the Fed's last policy meeting. Those notes showed that inflation worries have grown to the point that the Fed could hike interest rates fairly soon, as early as March. And here's how markets reacted. The NASDAQ, where a lot of tech stocks live, fell 3.3%, the biggest drop since February. If the Dow had seen that size of a loss, it would have been a drop of about 1,000 points, which would get people's attention. The Dow, in fact, fell 392 points, or 1%, with the S&P falling 1.9%. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The minutes of the Federal Open Market Committee meeting in December show Fed officials raising concerns that inflation is spreading through more of the economy. They also say the Fed's goal of so-called maximum employment may be within reach, not because all the jobs lost during the pandemic have been recovered, but because some jobs may never be. Some analysts said the minutes suggest interest rates could start rising in March. Fed officials also discussed potentially moving to reduce the central bank's portfolio of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities soon after rate hikes begin. That could further raise borrowing costs. All of this could dampen consumer spending or make corporate loans more expensive. That could in turn mean lower profits, making high stock valuations, especially of big tech companies, harder to justify. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The Dow future this morning is up 0.2%. The NASDAQ future down 0.3%. S&P future flat. President Biden is set to speak in about 2 hours on the insurrection at the Capitol 1 year ago. Here, a look at how the ransacking of the Capitol changed corporate political donations. The corporate money did start to dry up for a while. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
Corporations can make political donations through a company's Political Action Committee, or PAC, says Paul Washington at the conference board.
There are about 1,500 corporate PACs in America, and the vast majority of them suspended some or all of their contributions in the wake of the events of January 6th.
A new survey from the conference board found that in the time since, about 3/4 of those companies have started giving again. But Washington says they're being cautious.
They really need to link their corporate political activity to a corporate purpose and to a broader social purpose.
That's because corporations are under a lot of pressure to respond to their staff, who might not agree with a political donation. Paul Argenti is a professor of corporate communication at Dartmouth.
Their employees have been driving the need for the corporation to speak out in the first place, and politics is one of the key things that employees are keyed into.
Argenti says that's one reason why 1/4 of companies that paused corporate donations last year haven't started giving again.
That's a big deal. You know, that's not something to kind of gloss over and say it's business as usual.
That said, corporations have other ways to make political contributions. Anna Masolia at Open Secret says companies can give money to nonprofits and trade associations. They can also give to so-called dark money groups, which aren't required to reveal their donors.
With dark money groups, you don't have anywhere near the level of disclosure as the spending through corporate PACs or as political contributions generally.
Masolia says shareholders have been pushing corporations to avoid that kind of political giving. And it's not clear whether giving to dark money groups has picked up in the last year.
Because they can just choose not to voluntarily disclose that information.
The conference board found that almost half of corporations think political contributions this year will be even more challenging than in 2021. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The U.S. Postal Service is asking for 120 more days before it requires postal workers to get vaccinated or tested once a week. It's not clear if that waiver will be granted. Post office is worried about staffing if the rule means people will quit or face discipline for violating the rules. Congressman Gerald Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia and critic of the Postal Service, said in a statement that, quote, vaccines save lives. Sick postal workers, not shots in the arm, is what will hurt the Postal Service and its customers. At Gadgets Galore, otherwise known as the annual Consumer Electronics Show, now open in Las Vegas, the unveiling of the sublime to the ridiculous, Kohler, has a smart bathtub that'll be all ready for you after a long day. BMW has a prototype electric car that can slightly change the color of its exterior, 50 shades of gray, apparently. And I like this thing from a company called Nevetto that looks like a Bluetooth speaker that fires ultrasound at your head so you can listen without headphones and not disturb those around you very much. There are smart light bulbs that can monitor homes for people's health, heart rate, or if anyone has taken a fall. Now, because of COVID, CES has been shortened and many big companies are going virtual. For the convention industry, this is a rocky start for 2022. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
Tech lovers worried about Omicron can attend CES virtually. Event organizer Gene Foster says the online version even has a substitute for those awkward networking receptions, a platform called Mingle.
People can chat about specific topics, and it's based on profiles and recommendations for, you know, again, for people coming together.
Of course, that means no riding John Deere's fully autonomous tractor or trying out other gadgets. And the more conventions go digital, the more CES misses out on its biggest revenue source.
The space that exhibitors rent from us.
So will the ongoing pandemic lead companies to cut travel budgets permanently? The toolmaking company Hilti used to attend 30 trade shows a year. Now that's down to 16. But marketing VP Eric Mikasa says it's not abandoning the strategy completely.
We fully intend to have a big presence at trade shows.
In 2 weeks, Mikasa will be in Vegas for World of Concrete. He says Hilti is sending more employees there than ever before. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.